Oasis Audio presents The Spy in the Bleachers by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Cogwheel Stadium.
"Wow,"
said Benny.
"Two baseball fields. One is on the outside and another one's on the inside."
Benny was 6 years old. He was excited that Grandfather was taking them to a baseball stadium. Not just for a day, but for a whole week. Jessie, who was 12, smiled at her younger brother.
"There's nobody using the outdoor ball field right now," she said. "What does that make you think?"
All four Alden children were good at solving mysteries. But Jessie was the one who always listed the facts and what they meant.
"It makes me think we can use it right now,"
said Benny eagerly.
"Or it makes me think we aren't allowed to use it,"
said 10-year-old Violet. She was the shyest of the Aldens. As she spoke, she slipped a baseball glove onto her left hand. "Who's right?" kidded Henry. "Benny or Violet?" Henry was 14 and very good at figuring out how things worked. Sometimes he even invented his own tools. This time, he said, "Look at the sign." Grandfather parked the car in the big parking lot surrounding Cogwheel Stadium. They would stay at an inn here in the town of Clayton, and they would go to a baseball game every day. The four Alden children lived with their grandfather, James Alden. After their parents had died, the children had run away from home and lived in the woods in an old boxcar. They had never met their grandfather and thought he would be mean.